This is the Environment Report from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Researchers are finding some of the chemicals used in pavement and driveway sealants are making their way into the environment. That could be putting the health of people and aquatic life at risk. These chemicals are called polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, PAHs. They're commonly found in low levels just about anywhere something is burned. But the levels of PAHs are much, much higher in certain pavement sealing products, coal tar-based sealants. Rebecca Esselman is the executive director of the Huron River Watershed Council. We're looking at some ponds where rain runs off of acres of parking lots at a large shopping mall. PAHs from pavement sealants on mall parking lots get washed into these kinds of retention ponds.
It's not only used on parking lots, but also residential driveways. We see it used on trails, even on playgrounds sometimes. And that legacy is going to continue to contaminate our streams and our stormwater ponds and our homes.
She says our homes because we walk on parking lots, and if they're covered with coal tar-based sealants, we're picking up dust particles with PAH compounds and tracking them into the house.
It ends up in our carpet and our flooring, and unfortunately, that's where our children and our pets are spending a lot of time.
The U.S. Geological Survey says that can lead to an elevated potential cancer risk, particularly for young children. Health professionals have linked PAH exposures to an increased risk of lung, skin, bladder, and respiratory cancers. The USGS says PAHs cause lesions on fish and damage the DNA of organisms at the bottom of the food web. The state has been sampling different parking lots and nearby retention ponds. Sam Nofke is an aquatic biologist with the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. He says almost all of the parking lots that have been tested had high levels of PAHs.
Right about 1,000 times more concentrated in those coal tar sealants than they are, let's say, in asphalt sealants.
Of 11 retention ponds tested, 6 had PAH levels above the screening guideline of just under 23 parts per million. One tested at 800 parts per million. Nofke says contractors have an alternative. Asphalt sealants are much lower in PAHs.
I wouldn't say, you know, cost-wise, there's probably much difference between coal tar sealant products and asphalt.
It's not a replacement because it doesn't do the same job. It doesn't provide the same level of protection from chemical insult and petroleum insult and the like.
That's Anne LaHure, the executive director of the Pavement Coatings Technology Council. That's a trade group made up of manufacturers and suppliers of pavement maintenance products, including coal tar sealants. She also says coal tar is a byproduct of many of the industries in Michigan. It's easy to get in this region. She adds coal tar sealant can be applied in colder weather. That extends the work season for companies. Her group disputes scientists and government agencies when they say coal tar sealant is a problem.
We haven't observed the theoretical problems that people are saying could happen.
She says suggested bans are a solution looking for a problem. Back at the retention pond, Rebecca Esselman with the Huron River Watershed Council says the parking lot owners should be asking pavement sealers whether they're using coal tar-based sealants. She says PAHs that settle in the sediment of retention ponds could someday cost the owners.
To responsibly dispose of those sediments as they get more and more contaminated with PAHs, that comes at a cost to the detention pond owner, and those costs are very significant.
Most retailers have stopped carrying coal tar sealants. 17 cities in Michigan have banned the use of the sealants. Bills to ban high PAH sealants statewide are before the Michigan legislature now, but it's unclear whether they'll be given a hearing. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.